We're joined now by News Nation national security contributor, Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Good morning to you, sir. And I'm thinking that with Israel now waging war actually on four fronts, and obviously they're working more intelligence reports and doing some surgical bombing, is it possible that we're not going to see a ground invasion at all?
Well, good morning, Bob. I wouldn't go that far, but you're right. The ground invasion or the ground incursion has thus far been, there are pauses, obviously a significant pause, both diplomatically and perhaps also to gather more intelligence specifically on the hostages and so far. By the way, the hostage number is now up to 220. But you and I have been talking for days about this impending ground invasion, but it appears that so far Israel has chosen to continue with surgical airstrikes against those Hamas targets, as well as there have been some limited ground incursions thus far, certainly over the last several days, preparing that battle space. But there's all things going on. There are some things going on behind the scenes diplomatically. There is... certainly, President Biden has been in a number of discussions over the weekend with Prime Minister Netanyahu and so forth, urging him to be, 110% support behind Israel. But, perhaps seeking more time for hostage negotiations. Also, what could be get the United States in position as well as the rest of the Western world to think about what, in the event that you have a wider, conflict in the region, to get more prepared for that and so forth. But I think there will be still a ground invasion by Israel. They have to do this. But nonetheless, it seems like they're painstakingly preparing their battlefield, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it's perhaps the right cause. And they've got the intelligence. They know what they're doing. But there's a lot of external factors. That's my point, Bob, that's happening at this very moment.
With the military action in Gaza, and then also you have skirmishes involving Lebanon and Syria and also on the West Bank. They're spread pretty thin, aren't they?
They are. They're capable, however, and they're a nation both prepared as well as, certainly the entire population has been living under this for decades. But nothing like we're seeing right now, as you pointed out. Hezbollah to the north is very concerning. I want our listeners to understand that they are they're a very capable military, much more so than Hamas in the south. And so that's critical, as you allude to in your question, that as Israel looks to the south and trying to get support the humanitarian aid coming across the Rafah Gate down in Egypt and so forth into Gaza and a refugee crisis and preparing for, what will be a land invasion, I expect, in Gaza itself. To the north, that is a very significant front that if Hezbollah decides to, do a significant attack, could they handle it? Yes. But it's just going to delay. It's going to be bloody. And it's more significant militarily in terms of a threat than even Hamas.
With all this time passing, don't you wonder how Hamas might be preparing for the Israeli forces?
Well, they perhaps, but also, again, Israeli Air Force is pounding the heck out of them in Gaza, especially in Gaza City. And that's, they're going after, not only fixed targets, but if targets pop up, if you will, mobile targets are moving, they can sense it with intel. They know if there's Hamas leadership moving around and so forth, or if there are new command and control centers that are coming up. And so it's still very difficult for Hamas to operate in and around Gaza City itself. But nonetheless, with Israel attacking into Gaza, and especially I'm focusing on this very dense urban area in Gaza City, you're right. They have opportunities to I'm talking about Hamas, mm-hmm. To change perhaps their tactics, but it's on their home turf. But nonetheless, they're facing almost an insurmountable foe with the Israelis just outside the border or fence area from Gaza and Israel as well.
Always appreciate your expertise, Lieutenant General Richard Newton. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning to you.